What up, everybody? Welcome to episode 201 of Bedroom Drinking Podcast. I'm Dustin.
Yo, it's Nate Dog. Hope everyone is doing well. Some fun stuff to talk about today. We have a fun dumbass of the week today. I think it's pretty funny, so let's get into that.
So this girl in Louisiana, she was doing her hair, and she ran out of hairspray, and she had a can of, like, spray Gorilla Glue, which I've never seen before.
Yeah.
I've seen it, like, in the bottles and stuff, like, you know, that you squeeze.
But not
or, like
a,
they have tape, like Gorilla tape with the Gorilla adhesive
but
on.
But not like a spray glue.
Not a spray, yeah. I didn't know spray glue was a thing. But she has a bottle of that. And so she was like, well, I'm out of hairspray. Well, let me spray this Gorilla Glue on my hair, and that'll keep it in place. And it did keep it in place. And she, 1 month later, it's still... Her hair had not moved because she had sprayed Gorilla Glue on it, and she took 15 showers and it didn't do anything. The hair just stayed exactly how it was. And so she went to the hospital, and they ended up giving her special water to drink. And I guess it's supposed to do something to loosen up your hair follicles or something.
Yeah.
And then also some kind of medical grade. What did I say? The story went away.
I was like, I'll read it to you. It was like patches or something, or like wipes or something like that. Like nail polish remover wipes.
Yes, medical grade nail polish remover pads.
Yeah.
That she has to use on her hair daily. And they said it will be several weeks before she's able to, if she does that routine like she's supposed to before, her hair starts to get back to normal. So moral of that story, don't spray glue on your hair.
Yeah, that's not supposed to go in your hair. Especially like Gorilla Glue.
What do you know what is in hairspray that makes it...
No.
Makes it or like, even in like gel that makes it hold like it does.
No, I actually don't.
Not the same ingredients as Gorilla Glue.
Yeah, because I mean, other stuff is like water, I guess.
Right, you just wash it out.
It loosens up with water, but this one doesn't. So,
do you own hairspray?
I think Emily does.
I don't know that I've even smelled hairspray in years and years and years.
Yeah, people. I don't really think people use it. I guess some people do use it a lot. I don't know.
I think they still use it like in salons and stuff. I don't go to salons either.
But I mean, I guess Emily doesn't. I don't think has any. She doesn't use hairspray or mousse or anything like that. I just use like my spray gel.
You have spray gel?
Yeah.
Oh.
I got it at the Great Clips or whatever.
I didn't know that was a thing.
It's just like a. It's crew gel. It's the same gel I used to use like as a gel form, but this is like a spray version. So I just like. Sprayed in my hair and like a little bit of my hand, and then it holds.
Is it better or what's the difference?
I guess it's just a different way to do it.
Is there any difference in how it holds?
I think the gel like makes it hold a little more, maybe just because it's more like
probably because you're actually like it's in, you're running it through your hair, the spray, and it's actually getting in there, and the spray isn't actually like getting in your hair,
it's just kind of on your hair, it just kind of like holds right there, but
like it's on top of your hair, but it's not in your hair,
yeah. I mean, I mix it in through my hair, but I don't think it like.
How do you mix spray in through your hair? Spray it on your hands
Well, my hair, I usually wet my hair first, and I spray it on my head, and then I put some spray some in my hand, and I just kind of like go like that. And people can see me. I'm just kind of like going through my hair, and then it kind of gets it in there, but it's not as much as like it would be like in a gel form, you know?
Yeah.
So, but I don't think it's meant to like hold as much as the gel form. As much as just kind of like style a little bit and like.
Yeah, because I always like with hairspray and stuff, it's like. You have your hair how you want it,
yeah.
And then you spray the hairspray on top of it so it doesn't move.
Yeah.
But the gel is like actually what holding it up.
Remember mousse?
I've never used a mousse before.
I used to use
my mousse. Aunt's used mousse whenever I used to go get my hair cut from my aunt.
Yeah.
I think sometimes she put mousse in my hair, but I had a decent amount of hair still.
Anyways, yeah. So don't put
those are our thoughts on hair care.
Don't put glue in your hair like the moron did. Good thing they don't have to like shave it all off.
I just can't even like imagine the thought process. What's going through your head that makes you think that it's a good idea to put glue in your hair?
Yeah.
Especially Gorilla Glue. That's supposed to be like the ultimate will hold anything up glue forever of all time.
I don't know. Yeah. So anyways, dumb ass of the week. shout out this week. We have Grim Horror and Chris Jackson from Twitter. So what up? We should do like a hidden word. Instead of doing like a word at the end of the show, we should do like a hidden word that's said like randomly throughout the whole podcast and see if people can find it.
Like, we just have to use it randomly.
And yeah, they use it randomly, but, like, we don't – it's not, like, random. Like, we're just talking. I'm like, pumpernickel. Like, throughout the whole show, and then the people can be like, is it pumpernickel?
I guess. I don't know how we forget.
Yeah, I feel like we forget. But anyways, I don't know. That way, it's like an actual hidden word, like spaghetti.
That would be kind of fun, I guess, if we could actually remember to do it.
Yeah, I don't know.
So we've also got Katie Nickerson, Josh Novinger, Melissa Miller, and Heath Harmison.
Okay. All right. Thanks for listening, y'all, participating. Naked Man.
Naked Man.
Pumpernickel. B flat. Okay.
B flat.
I'm just throwing random words out there.
Yeah, but now you're using multiple ones.
Yeah.
And now I don't know what the answer is.
Or it could be like, tweet us all the random words throughout the episode.
All the random words.
See if they were listening, you know? That'd be kind of fun. Anyways, moving on to our main topics today, Shamu. We're going to talk about the Super Bowl, of course, because that just happened. And then a little bit about what happened with the whole stock market thing. And then we'll end out. But let's go to the Super Bowl first, since that just is fresh. It was very boring and
it was not a good. I thought it was going to be a good competitive game, and it was not.
I feel like if Tom Brady's in the Super Bowl, it's just going to be boring because he's just going to dominate over anyone. So like the other games when he's not in the Super Bowl are usually more fun because it's more equally matched. I guess I don't know.
Well, like, but last time they played the Chiefs, they lost.
Yeah,
the Chiefs beat them.
So I don't know. It's a Super Bowl. Like, everyone gets amped up, and he's better at being there because he's been there so many times.
I guess, Mahomes was just there last year. The Chiefs were there, and they kicked ass.
I don't know. They didn't even score once. They just scored field goals.
They scored three field goals. Yeah. They didn't score any touchdowns, which is
– definitely can't blame their kicker.
No. Man, I kept waiting. I was really, really, really hoping that someone would miss a kick.
Yeah.
Because I always hope someone misses kicks. That's like my favorite part of the game is when people miss kicks because it's so embarrassing and humiliating.
Especially – maybe not like other – like field goals because sometimes they're hard because they're really far out. But like just the extra point misses. Those are the ones that are like embarrassing to miss.
And especially like if it would happen in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, and you lose like, by like one
you're
point.
You're one of the best two teams in all of football and you can't even make your extra point. You really suck. But that didn't happen.
I just like think like in the Chiefs locker room, like after the game, and everyone like blaming each other, like, dude, what do you think you threw that pass? You fucking do that, and the kicker's just chilling back, like, this ain't my fucking fault.
I did my job.
I was the only one who did my job.
I kicked it.
But they'd like Kansas City. I don't even think necessarily lost to Buccaneers. They like beat themselves because they were just making so many mistakes.
They made
like they were dropping passes, missing tackles, like.
But then also, like, even when they did.
They got a lot of penalties against them, too.
Oh, yeah, that's what people said, that the refs were in bed.
But they weren't because they replay all the penalties, and I'm like, yeah, I mean, that was a penalty. So they're just making stupid mistakes. Like,
yeah, it just.
They just literally.
I'm burnt out on people blaming the refs for everything.
Yeah.
Because that's like.
I'm sure it's a hard job.
Every time the team that you want to win loses, they blame it on the refs, I feel like.
Yeah.
And it's just like, oh my God.
It's like maybe if your team just actually played better and didn't make so many mental mistakes, they would have scored some more points. I don't know. There's 10 chances they had to score that they blew up like just by their own self.
But also the Buccaneers defense was really good also.
And I don't know, like they didn't do very well last year, did they? The Buccaneers. I don't think they have been.
Never really paid any attention to them until this year.
Like Brady just. Who was
their quarterback last year?
I don't even know. But
I mean, Brady and Gronk are a pretty good team.
And Brady threw his very first touchdown in the first quarter of a football game ever.
Yeah,
and
which
it was
is
to Gronk.
Insane to me that that's never happened before.
Like in his whole career,
I thought the first time they said that, I was like, surely I misheard.
Yeah.
All these years that he's played and he's never thrown a first quarter touchdown pass, that just does not seem likely. But I guess
he did it.
I guess so. It was a historic night.
And I guess he'll be back for another season.
I guess so.
Drew Brees, maybe not so much, but.
Yeah, that's sad. I actually really like Drew Brees.
Yeah. But apparently next season too, there's this prediction of like the analysts and stuff are like, there's supposed to be like a massive quarterback swap or like quarterbacks that have been with their teams forever or they're all like switching to different teams and there's trades and all kinds of stuff happening. It's going to be like the most massive switch for like in a long time or something like that.
Maybe. I mean,
I guess like it's supposed to be like weird. Like just,
Deshaun Watson reportedly
wants to leave.
But then other people that represent the Texans are like, we haven't heard anything about him wanting to leave.
Yeah, I don't know.
And then I'm like, maybe they're just reporting rumors. And I don't know, like, and then he's not a quarterback, but J.J. Watt most likely will be moving elsewhere.
Yeah.
Which sucks because I love him and I love to see him play for the Texans, but also because I love him, I want him to actually go somewhere where he could win.
Maybe he'll go to the Bucks.
Because his time...
Maybe he'll stay in Texas and just go to the Cowboys. But he won't win there either.
No, he wouldn't go. He wouldn't. Going from the Texans to the Cowboys would be so dumb.
Yeah.
That's like, I can't think of a good analogy for that. But that would be so not smart.
That's just, yeah, I don't know.
But poor guy, he's nearing the end of his career. And I want him to get a ring before he has to retire.
He should probably go to the Bucks then, or Kansas City.
I don't know.
One of those teams that win a lot.
I mean, if he goes to wherever Tom Brady is, he's guaranteed to be in the Super Bowl. If not next year, then the year after, probably.
Yeah, because it seems like he goes every other
Brady
year.
Brady basically goes every year.
Every other year.
I mean, yeah.
During the game, apparently there was like a streaker, like not completely nude, but he was wearing like this weird man thong onesie thing.
Yeah,
had like shorts on, but then the shorts kind of came down and you saw his like butt and everything. But like they didn't show it on TV because I guess they went to cut to commercial break during it. But that's like on YouTube and stuff. And the guy just ran and like juked out a few like random people and then slid into the end zone and scored a touchdown.
Yeah, I didn't see. Well, I guess because it wasn't on TV. I had no idea there was a.
I didn't know until I saw it on like social media later. Yeah. And the commercials weren't that great. They're just going downhill now.
There were some that I thought were pretty good. I hate when they try to do the serious commercials.
Yeah.
Like the Jeep one. Did you see that one?
No.
It's just like, I don't need a car commercial to try to give me an inspiring message about harmony and unity and working together to save our country and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Like, I don't need that. I want celebrities being stupid and funny, and that's what I want from Super Bowl commercials.
This is the first time in like forever that Budweiser didn't have like a commercial because they like for their beer or whatever.
They didn't have a commercial for Budweiser.
Yeah.
They had a commercial for Budweiser Zero, which is their new non-alcoholic beer, and Bud Light.
Well, yeah, they
commercials.
That one was kind of funny.
Those two had quite a few.
It was like all the people that have done Bud Light commercials over the years like made one big giant commercial.
Yeah. And so it was like they still had commercials. They were just – they used their ad dollars for their new products rather than the ones that's been around forever.
They donated a bunch of it too.
Well, that's what they said. I don't know if they actually did.
So, yeah, that was Super Bowl.
I like
Tom Brady wins again.
Did you see the one, the T-Mobile one with – Blake Shelton and Gwen Stefani and Adam. I thought
that was actually kind of funny. Or like it's making fun of how they like got together.
Yeah.
And like Adam accidentally like missed because the service is going out.
Adam set Gwen up with Blake because he was FaceTiming her or whatever. And because the service was so bad, the signal was so bad, he misheard what she said.
Yeah.
And thought that she was describing she wanted was like Blake.
Yeah.
But actually that was the opposite of what she actually wanted. He just missed a lot of what she was saying because of the bad signal. So it was funny, I thought. And then I liked the one with Tracy Morgan. I forget. It was it was a Rocket Mortgage.
Yeah.
Where he was like, I'm pretty sure this won't happen. And then it happens, like all these disastrous things. Yeah. And it's like, well, before you take out a loan, like you don't want to be pretty sure that you can pay it back. You want to make for sure.
Yeah.
I thought some of them were good. And then there was that one with Ashton Kutcher and Mila Kunis where she was eating like Cheetos or something like in the shower and like all over the house. And I don't know. I don't even really remember what it was. I just remember it was kind of funny. But there were some that were pretty entertaining, I thought.
You know what was not entertaining was the halftime show, at least in my opinion. I thought it was.
Yeah.
I was actually nodding off during it because it just was very uninteresting. And
it just – well, first of all, it's – it's hard to care when you don't really know the songs because most of the time the halftime show is done by people who have like
big hits,
decades of hit songs that everyone knows.
And they just play those hit songs.
Lip sync/pretend to play. Yeah. Which I guess the reason that everything is lip synced and they don't plug their instruments in and stuff is because everything, they don't have time to get all this set up.
Sound check and stuff.
Yeah, they don't have time to set everything up because it's like a 20-minute
thing,
and they have to get it all set up in like 5 minutes, and they don't have time to set up all equipment and like check, sound levels and all that. So that's why everything is pre-recorded. So I get that. But it was just like, I don't know. I know like two of the Weeknd songs, and they're fine, but I'm not like going to jam out to them.
Yeah. I didn't even know who that was until someone told me.
I guess I Can't Feel My Face When I'm With You, that's kind of a catchy ditty.
Yeah. It was weird when we like went to the weird maze thing and was like lost or something.
Yeah, that was all really weird. And then all the people were wearing like the face diapers.
Yeah.
The jock straps, as I saw it referred to as. That was weird. And
I saw this one thing. It was like, does anyone else think that he actually got lost? And that's why he looked so panicked. He was trying to make it to the top.
He was trying to get out to make his cue.
He was like, oh shit, oh shit, oh shit.
But yeah, it just wasn't, I didn't feel like he was like a very like strong performer.
Yeah. It was boring.
Like, it was like he tried to be Michael Jackson, but
failed horribly.
He's not. And he's also not Bruno Mars.
He tried to be both those people.
Yeah. It's like, if you can't be Michael Jackson, maybe you could at least be Bruno Mars, but then he couldn't be either one.
Either one, yeah.
So that was not very exciting. And I saw some people saying like, well, you shouldn't be judging the halftime show because it's not like you could do any better. And I'm like, I don't think it matters if you can do better. It just matters whether or not you were entertained.
Yeah.
Like, just because I couldn't do it better doesn't mean that I haven't seen a million other people do it better than he did.
Right. It wasn't entertaining to me. Slurpee.
I mean, even last year, was J-Lo and Shakira, right?
Yeah.
I mean, if nothing else, at least you had good eye candy
to look at, I guess.
Last year, then I also saw people being like, well, at least this year, there wasn't a bunch of half-naked people running around on stage, and it was more family-friendly. And I was like, well, I mean, this guy's singing about how he's so high on drugs that he can't even feel his own face. But
yeah, sure.
Family friendly. If that's how you want to word it, that's fine.
But yeah, so that was the Super Bowl. Was it 55?
Yeah.
So yeah, Tom Brady wins again.
Yeah. What else is new?
Goes on to like kiss his people on his lips.
How many? Okay, he's been. That was his 10th Super Bowl.
Seventh. Oh, his 10th Super Bowl.
He's won seven.
He's won seven. That was like his 10th Super Bowl appearance.
Right. That's what I was gonna ask. He's been 10 times. How many times has he won? It was seven.
Okay. Seven. Yeah. You know whose first time it was at the Super Bowl that day?
Sunday?
Yeah.
This year?
Yeah.
Who?
Someone had their Super Bowl debut, and he goes by the name Tony Romo.
Oh, yeah. He was commentating.
Yeah. My dad texted me and was like, your boy Romo finally made it to the Super Bowl.
Was he not there last year?
I don't think so.
Okay. You know, I love to make fun of Romo because he was so injury prone when he played, and he, you know, made lots of mistakes in games, but it's kind of fun to watch him as a commentator.
Because he's really good at it.
He's really good at it. And he looks like he's having so much fun. He has like this huge smile on his face the whole time. And he looks like he's just so happy to be there and enjoying what he's doing. And it's kind of infectious. And I'm like, oh, that's really cute. Like,
I like it.
He seems so happy.
Yeah. Have you ever actually like, just like watch the games that he's commentating on and listen to him? Like, it's crazy because he like calls the plays at like before they happen. And it happens exactly. Like he's like, this is going to happen. And then it happens. You're like, I don't. I mean, he's really good at football. He just was maybe not so much playing, but
he's great at.
I mean, he was good. He's a great quarterback. So like,
obviously, like you don't become a starting NFL quarterback if you're not great.
Yeah, I mean, I think he's like going to be into the Hall of Fame too.
You think?
Yeah, that's where everyone like is. He's projected like be like inducted in the Hall of Fame because his stats are like ridiculous. Like he has so many like stats that no one else has. It just doesn't have any. Wins.
Most thrown interceptions.
I think like someone else has that way more than him. But he just has like the most, like all these records that he's done because he's a great quarterback. He's just, if he would have been able to stay healthy, he probably would have been a lot better. But the way his style stuff that way he played, he got hit a lot just because he leaves the pocket a lot. So he did.
Oh.
What?
Brett Favre has the most interceptions.
Yeah.
Interesting. 336.
He was a wild quarterback though. He just chunked the fucking ball. But anyways, yeah, so that was funny, though.
I mean, I guess a lot of these people played. I mean, he's not even – I can't even find him on this list.
So that was the Super Bowl 55. So, yeah, it's over and prepare for next season, I guess. We'll see what happens.
Yeah, maybe they won't have to have cardboard cutouts in the
– Yeah.
I felt so stupid that they started showing around the stadium, and I was like, they said that they were having like diminished capacity, but it looks pretty full. And then I realized that a lot of the seats were filled with cardboard cutouts of people.
They filled in all the empty seats with cardboard
because they wanted it to look full.
Yeah.
They achieved it.
It did look full. Moving on. We were going to talk about it last week, but then we didn't. We'll talk about it this week, which is kind of behind now, but we haven't talked about it yet, which was the GameStop stock market fiasco from Reddit and stuff. So I guess we still don't really understand it. Is it basically over now? Yeah. Well, okay. I think people are still trying to do it, but it's not having as big an impact as it was.
I think what happened was that
the corporations like took charge and fixed it or something.
Well, like the stock has plummeted. And so now, like, a bunch of people didn't sell. Like, a bunch of people were smart and sold when it was, when they were making thousands of dollars.
Yeah.
But now a bunch of people haven't sold it, and now it's, like, gone down. And so
they're
now,
just stuck with it now.
Which sucks.
So I'm sure most people have heard about this, but if you haven't, for the first time, you'll hear it here. So GameStop, and not just GameStop, but, like, AMC stock and some other stuff.
Okay, I saw people saying that they were buying Blockbuster stock. Does Blockbuster still exist?
Maybe like in some rural areas.
But I mean, the company itself, like you can still buy shares.
Maybe.
Maybe that was a joke.
Maybe. I don't know. I haven't looked. But so because of the way the stock market is, I guess people got fed up with the way how corporations and hedge funds like manipulate the stock market and just always keep getting richer and stuff like that because they bet against stocks or something like that.
Well, why wouldn't they? That's my thing is that like if you know how to play the game, why not play it? That's going to be the best benefit for you.
I don't know. But so a bunch of like Redditors, I guess, on Reddit organized this thing where they were like, hey, everyone go buy GameStop and AMC stock because it's really easy. GameStop in particular because it was like $16 a share.
Yeah, GameStop was what it started with, right? And then like, a couple days later, they were like, let's do AMC.
Yeah. So they went with GameStop. It was like $16 a share, which is like really cheap. So, and I guess the hedge funds and stuff are betting that it was going to like plummet more. And then they get billions off of it or something somehow. I'm not sure, but
I don't think anybody was really concerned about their stock at all until this happened.
And so all the normal people like you and I or whatever, they went and they started buying GameStop stock like at $16. And they bought like not just one stock, obviously a bunch of them because they're so cheap.
Yeah.
Like probably hundreds of stocks and stuff like that. Probably spent like a few hundred dollars, maybe $1,000 to buy a bunch of stock. And because like all these people were doing that, it
made the value of the stock like jump up.
Yeah, like overnight it went from like $16 to like $385, something like that, which caused all the hedge funds and corporations like billions of dollars. So,
but do we know why?
Well, I texted you that thing. I'm gonna read it right now because it kind of helped make it sense to me.
I still had questions, but it kind of helped me have like a basic understanding.
This is using like Ulta and shampoo and stuff as like a metaphor. Is it a metaphor? Not a metaphor. Substitute to break it down a little bit easier, I guess.
Comparison.
So
this actually, I'll read this. It ended up fitting well in this episode since we talked about hair earlier. And now we're talking about Ulta.
So I found this on the internet and kind of helped explain what happened with that whole thing. So here, I'll read it. So Ulta is playing the part of like hedge funds and stuff, and the products in this story is going to be like the stocks, I guess. Okay. So you are Ulta. You say one shampoo is worth $10. Jen is an extreme couponer, and a bunch of people pay her to find them the best deals on things and to shop for them. Okay, so Jen is the broker. Jen is the broker, hedge fund people, whatever. Okay. So yeah, a bunch of people pay her money to find them the best deals on things and to shop for them. Jen knows Ulta only has 10 bottles of the shampoo, and they never sell, like the GameStop stock.
Okay.
Jen knows they will probably go on sale for $5 soon. People pay Jen $10 for the shampoo, but Jen doesn't buy it. Jen waits for the $5 sale, buys everyone the one bottle they asked for, and takes the cash. This is called shorting. Does that make sense?
So kind of.
She waits for the bottles to go down to $5, but people paid her $10. She buys them the thing,
she buys it for him at the cheaper price and then
keeps
the extra money for herself. So what is
called shorting.
Shorting because you're shorting, you're not giving them
the people that gave you money.
Okay.
You're not giving them
the full. You're shortchanging them.
Yeah, shortchanging them. So people paid Jen $10 for the shampoo. Okay, so we just did it. This is called shorting. Suddenly people realize Jen is doing that, and so they buy a lot of shampoo, and because there is suddenly high demand, there is now low supply, which means the cost per bottle is higher, like the stock that everyone buying it. So now the shampoo is worth $20, but the people already paid her $10 expecting their one bottle. So now Jen has to pay the difference with her own money to buy everyone their one bottle of shampoo. So now Jen is broke, and the higher the price of the shampoo goes, the more money she has to pay because she owes a lot of people shampoo. Does that kind of make sense?
Yeah.
That, like, because the hedge funds, they were lost billions of dollars because people expected their things and they didn't do it because they were shorting. And so then when the stock went up, they were like, oh, we have to buy it for them. But they're having to cover the difference with their own money. And they do that all across the board, and it's billions of dollars that they lost out of their thing.
For some reason, listening to you read it just now helped it make more sense than just me reading it to myself.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
So
you're not especially...
Essentially what happened, broken down, obviously oversimplified, but to like the brass tacks of it.
Yeah, just like kind of the general idea.
Yeah. So this pissed off the hedge funds and corporations, obviously, because they were losing billions of dollars. They were just pissed off because the fucking common man, poor people, like, rose up against them and, like, made them lose a bunch of money.
I mean, I don't think it had anything to do with – they were just – I think they just weren't expecting it or prepared for something like that to happen. And so they were just kind of caught in a shitty situation. But I guess they are kind of greedy because they were not buying the
– the stocks.
The stocks when they were supposed to, because they were waiting for it to go down cheaper so they could make more money off of it for themselves.
Exactly, yeah.
So I guess that's not nice.
It's just the way
– kind of how the business works, I guess.
It's just the, it was the newer version of rock and roll and sticking it to the man, you know?
Yeah,
kind of. Rock and roll was created to stick it to the man, but then, you know, government took over rock and roll and made it not so much rock and roll. What? Ruined it with MTV and stuff. So
I thought MTV would just for the music videos.
I don't know. It was from the movie School of Rock.
Oh, I guess I haven't seen that in a while.
Yeah, it's been a minute. So, yeah, I mean, I...
So then the government...
Yeah, the government stepped in because why? What did they stick their face in?
Wait. I don't think that we know for sure, or do we, that it was the government that interfered.
No, they... Well, they helped interfere, like the FCC and all that crap.
Okay. Because they... They basically made it to where you could no longer buy...
Yeah. They forced all the, like, the trading companies and apps, like E-Trader and Fidelity and all that, to make it to where you couldn't buy any more stock or something like that, like they limit the stock that you can buy, which you're not supposed to be able to do.
And they also sold people's shares of the GameStop stock, right?
Yeah.
Like people didn't want to sell it, but the company they invested through sold it for them.
Yeah.
Without their permission. So
it was a big ordeal, and like that's like illegal.
Is it illegal?
It's like, I don't know why it's illegal if poor people do it, but not if rich people do it.
I assume that the rich people probably know the rules better than the poor people because this is kind of what they do all day, every day.
Oh, and they have like teams of lawyers and stuff. Yeah. So like,
but the poor people are just like sitting on the couch with their hand in their underwear being like, oh, I could make some money from this. Yeah. Okay, let me do it.
But I mean, some people made a good, like the ones, like you said, the ones that sold, I mean, some people bought probably like, you know, a few hundred dollars worth of shares and then walked away with like over $3,000, you know, once they sold.
But then other people didn't sell. And so
now they're just stuck with like a $200 stock that's not going anywhere or something.
It'll never go back up that high again.
No.
But I guess there's a class action lawsuit against Robinhood, which is an investing app. I guess it's the same as like E-Trade and all that.
Yeah, it's just a different one.
But
that's the one that really – I think the Robinhood was the one that was like
– they were the first ones, to stop people from being able to buy those stocks. But I thought it was funny because then there was a Robinhood commercial during the Super Bowl last night. I don't know if that had been planned already, if they were like trying to do damage control.
Yeah.
And they were like, let's get a Super Bowl ad real quick.
People, I ain't trusting you.
Yeah. So I just thought that was funny.
Yeah, but there's like Fidelity, which is like another one. They like had a like overnight had like a,
I think that's
hundreds of thousands new registered users. So like, because everyone was going and making accounts to buy stuff. I have one.
Oh, did you? Did you buy some?
No, because by that time it was already like $300 or something. I registered one just to go look and stuff like that. But yeah, like let's see what it is. Let me see if I know how to log in. Actually,
So I invest through Acorns. And basically, you don't buy into like whatever stocks you want and the companies that you want.
Yeah.
They just invest it for you into the companies that they, I don't know how they decide which companies, but they invest it for you. And I mean, I don't know. I find that easier just because I don't really have to worry about it. And they have the companies that they invest with are good companies that are not going to, you know, go belly up anytime soon.
Yeah.
I assume if they were having troubles, they would, like, if they were investing my money in MoviePass or something a few years ago.
Oh, God.
They probably would not do that anymore.
Let's see.
But good afternoon, David.
So everything's up right now, the Dow.
Oh, yeah. I'm up good money today.
But let's see, search for, like.
But that was another thing that happened was
GME. GME was the
game.
The GameStop one. So right now it's at, so it went down to $60 a share.
Yeah.
But it's also down.
So it was as high as 300 something, right?
Yeah, it was like 380 something.
Where's its peak at?
Can
you go back?
So it looks like it's, whoa. I don't know.
Just click up there and see if it says at the top.
I really don't know how this works.
Oh, well.
No. At one point it was.
Show the 1 month.
Oh, see, yeah, it went up to like $468.
Yeah. And now it's at $60.
Yeah, now it's at
$60. That bubble has burst.
So, I mean, you could go buy a GME stock, but you probably shouldn't because it's probably not
going
to go up.
It's just going to keep going down.
It might go up for a little bit, maybe. It looks like it went up a little bit. So it was 58.37. Now it's
60.
64. Now it's like 60. So it's kind of going up and down, but you're not going to make like $1,000 off.
No, there's no point in investing in it now.
Yeah, but you can see what Apple's at. $136 a share. Disney. $190 a share. So Disney and Apple are good companies to invest in if you have the extra couple hundred dollars to buy. But I mean, if you just buy one share, it's not worth it.
Really. Yeah, no, I guess one, it is, but I mean, one is better than nothing, I guess, but
yeah,
you're not going to see like a big return on your investment.
If I buy it right now, if I buy it at $190 and, you know, maybe tomorrow it goes up to like $250, I haven't made that much money.
That's the thing is, like,
if I sell, you know,
for regular poor people, we can't afford to buy a bunch of shares at $190 per share.
Definitely not.
But those are the ones that you're going to make big money on, or the high dollar ones.
Blockbuster. That's not a thing no more.
Look at AMC.
AMC.
And it, yeah, that one.
Yeah. So that's at $6 right now.
$6. So what was their peak, like the highest?
20.
It was up to, yeah, $20.
So in the last year, its highest was $13.30, but I guess that people didn't hit that one as hard as like GameStop and stuff. But
I think that was like the secondary one. Everybody was doing GameStop.
Yeah.
And some people were.
GameStop was the main one. So,
but anyways, I thought it was funny that I read that a bunch of people were calling just like GameStop stores and asking the employees questions about it, and they were like, "I don't know,
I don't fucking know, man. I just work here.
I just work at the cash register at the counter." Like, I don't know anything about our stock prices.
Yeah. So that is what went down with that. So if you're one of those people that benefited from it, good for you. Kudos.
But the thing, I don't know exactly why, but it really fucked up the stock market that week.
Yeah,
it was a big thing. I lost a lot of money. I say a lot of money. I lost like $40.
Yeah.
And I got it back now, so it's not.
Let's see. I don't know what I don't know. Like, it's, I guess I went up a little bit from yesterday. I went up like.
Well, you can click on that one, and it'll tell you like how much you're up total. 180. So you're up 12%.
Yeah, I'm up 12% from yesterday.
Look how low you were at one point.
Yeah, I was very low.
When that was. And then it went way up.
Yeah, the last month has been going up and down a lot. But yeah, overall, I'm up 12%. So I'm doing all right. Yeah, because yesterday I was like at 770 something. Now I'm at 784.
Yeah.
So I went up. And that's not with me throwing any money in. That's just the market.
Yeah, that's just the market doing what it's doing.
So I made an extra like $10 or something.
So like you're going to, if you leave it like that, bucks. It'll just stay pretty stagnant. It'll go up some and then down some.
Yeah.
Maybe mostly up.
But Acorns is pretty cool. Like you can obviously do, like, you could put money in there weekly, auto drafted, or I just use the roundups, which means it's just every, like, when I use money,
yeah,
when I
spend,
when I spend my debit card, it rounds up that extra change that's out there,
mm-hmm.
and it puts it in that account for me and invests it. And then every $5 like that I spend or whatever, with those roundups, I think once it hits
$5, invest the $5
invest that
into your account. And then you can also, of course, add, I do the roundups. And then I also, every week I put $100 in it. So it's projected by the time I'm 73 years old.
Yeah.
I'm projected to have $1.1 million in
that
account.
Good. So you'll be good to go.
If I keep putting in $100 every week.
Yeah. You'll be good to go for it with money at that point.
Yeah.
Or
that'd be cool to just like at some point in my life be a millionaire.
Yeah. And you could just chill when you're 70 something years old.
I'd prefer to start doing it at like 50, but
yeah, you got
it's a little late for that. It's a little late for that.
So anyways, yeah, go use Acorns if you want. It's a cool
company. Really good for people that don't really know anything about investing.
Yeah, because you don't actually do the trading yourself.
Right.
So.
You just you give them the money and they invest it for you.
Yeah.
And companies that, you know, and they have like a pretty wide variety of, they have big companies like Apple and Disney, and then they have smaller companies. One like Etsy is one that they invest in. And then they also have like different like bonds and stuff that they,
and you can choose your
stuff in it.
Portfolio. Like we both do on the aggressive level.
Yeah.
So you gain a lot of money when it's good, but then because you're an aggressive investor, you also lose a lot of money if things aren't good.
The aggressive portfolio, all of your money is invested in the large company stocks.
Yeah.
Like so, the Disney and Apple and all that.
Yeah. So when those take a big hit, like you take a hit.
Yeah.
But if you're on
conservative or moderately conservative or whatever,
lower stuff.
It's they invest in different, that's when they do like the Etsy and the bonds and stuff. So your money's a little bit better protected. Like you're still probably going to go up money, but you're not really going to lose that much money.
But like you're not
going to see any big gains unless you're
like sometimes
an aggressive person.
From day to day, like I'll have like portfolio. $15-$20 gain. You know, that's that. But on the other, you only go up like $1, $3, $5.
Right. Like before, I just changed mine to the aggressive portfolio this year. And before that, I would get like, if I went up like $5 in a day, that was like a huge day for me. And now I go up like.
You go up like $20+ now.
Yeah, a day.
But sometimes you lose $40.
Yeah, I lost $40 that one week, but then it came back and now I'm up a lot more. So that's if you're at all interested in investing just to kind of see what it's like, that's, I think, a good way to start is with the Acorns.
If anything, it's a backup account for if you need, and you can withdraw at any time, obviously, but you could, I think it's a good thing to just have as an extra kind of like back burner kind of investment account.
Yeah.
I mean, still probably should go with like, you know, other things too, like your 401ks, Roth IRAs and stuff. But this is like kind of a secondary, like just leave it alone. You don't do anything with it. You forget about it. And like in 30 years, like, oh well, shit, I had an Acorns account. You look at it, you might have like, you know, a couple $100,000 in there.
And especially if you're just doing the roundups, it's money that you won't even notice is gone.
Yeah.
And then you don't even have to think about it.
Cause it's like a random $5 here and there. Like you don't even notice, unless you just pay attention to your like bank statements and stuff. But
which I mean, I do very rigidly, but I keep track of every penny I spend.
So yeah, the quick little idiot crash cart.
What do you think about all of that? Do you think that it was a good thing or a bad thing or smart or stupid or?
I thought it was cool. Like I think it was a cool, like I think it was like a way to like put some of these big corporations and hedge funds in check. Like obviously it was like a pinprick, you know. Like,
yeah,
that's like a larger thing, but but that pinprick was directly through their through their like heart, so they felt it.
Yeah, so like if nothing else, at least maybe they'll.
Kind of,
they know that this is possible and they should probably be prepared for it and maybe do things a little bit differently.
So I think that's what it was. I think that's what the whole movement was made for too, was to just really hit them one blow right to the nuts and kind of awaken them and be like, oh crap. Yeah. Like we just lost billions.
We're not
dollars.
Invisible.
Yeah. So I thought it was a good thing. I know it kind of messed up the stock market a little bit, but I think it was, sometimes you got to tear shit down to make it better, you know?
Well, that's what the socialists say about America. They got to tear down capitalism and rebuild us as a socialist society. So is that who you're siding with now?
No, not at all.
Well, that's what they say, you just got to tear
it. If it happens, it happens, and then I guess I'm going to be a socialist. I don't know.
Oh, God, don't say that. We can't talk
about that. I'm not good. I got enough energy. I got enough energy to fight that.
Yeah, I mean, if it happens, it happens, but
I don't want it to, though. Yeah. Well, that's going to kind of bring us to the end there, so... mushrooms. I don't know.
Fungus.
So I hope you like that message. If you go to Acorns, give it a shot. You can always close your account, withdraw all your money, and go to something else if you want.
Yeah.
But I think it's real cool and easy and fun to check every day. And then if you have any, fuck, I don't know. My mind is like a lot of places right now because I'm thinking about what I have to do later in the next few days. Now.
Well, it doesn't matter.
I know, but
all that matters is this moment in time.
Well. That's how it used to be. God, I miss those days. Now I'm like a grown up and have to think of other people.
You really don't at this current moment.
My brain's always spinning.
Well, turn it off.
I can't.
Like a light switch.
I tried. I can't. I tried the Mormon thing. It didn't work. It did not work. Thanks for listening, y'all. I hope you enjoyed it. If you have anything you want to add. We are.
Okay.
We do need to talk about a movie.
Well,
I always end up sometimes skipping over the movie part.
I know, but then you're like,
I forgot. Sometimes I put it at the end.
Out of order, or
I just jump.
It's never
around.
At the end. I just get confused because sometimes you go out of order. And I'm like, did you forget, or are you just trying to do things different?
No, that time I did forget. So, movie. Yeah, we did watch a movie. We watched it on Apple whatever it is.
Yeah, Plus. Apple Plus.
Apple Plus. It was called Greyhound with Tom Hanks. It's like a World War II movie.
So, about boats.
Yeah, it's about like the naval ships. His in particular, he's captain of in command, is called the Greyhound, and they are their mission was to escort like merchant ships across the Atlantic Ocean to England to deliver like ammo and goods and stuff for the war effort to resupply like that part of the country, I guess. And I guess this one sector of water that they had to go across and was a very specific area was called the Black Pit, and I guess it's like deeper waters.
Yeah.
So like there's like a crap load of German submarines called U-boats that patrol that area, but that was the only way to get across to the England. So the U-boats would come and start attacking the ships, and obviously trying to sink them and they didn't necessarily target the actual naval vessels that were there for like protection.
Yeah.
They targeted like the civilian ships or the merchant marines is what they were called. So that way the goods and the resupply wouldn't and all that stuff there. Wouldn't get there. Yeah. So, but U-boats were known to be very like sneaky. They're fast submarines. They can dive and come up and dive really quickly and kind of maneuver around the ships. So they were had them chasing like their coattails half the movie.
Yeah.
So yeah, Tom Hanks and them, he was in command of like the protection fleet, and they were just like trying to fire off, get these things sunk, and then they were losing ships left and right. I thought it was a good movie.
Yeah, they just needed to make it through the movie is them going through the Black Pit
because being guess
attacked by the
in this certain area there, the Black Pit they would have like the U-boats knew not to attack before or after the Black Pit because they had air support before and after. Yeah,
and they'd drop bombs on their asses.
Yeah, so but during that Black Pit, it's too far out to sea where planes couldn't go out that far and make it back.
Yeah.
Because they would run out of fuel and stuff like that. So they were kind of on their own for that 24-hour, whatever 48 hours it was. And I didn't really know about that story. So that's pretty cool that they made a movie about it. It was supposed to go to theaters, but the pandemic.
It would have been cool in theaters, but I mean, it's still fine at home.
Yeah. It was a good movie. Like I like movies like that. It was short and sweet, about an hour and a half. You know, I'm not a big fan of the 2 hour plus movies, unless it's like an Avengers or something.
War movies usually are really long.
Yeah, especially those are usually long, but this one was nice. It was straight to the point. Got the story, gave me an ending. Cool. I liked it a lot.
Yeah, it had a real ending.
Yeah. So if you have Apple Plus, you know, I think it's go watch it. It's worth it.
If you
don't have Apple Plus, go do like the trial and watch it and then just cancel it.
It's only $5
a month. Yeah.
Yeah. I got it free when I got my new phone. Free for a year.
Yeah.
They have pretty good their original series are pretty good too.
Yeah.
So I've started watching them. They have the morning show with Reese Witherspoon and Jennifer Aniston and Steve Carell. Yeah. That one was pretty good. And though I haven't watched yet, but C with Jason Momoa. I haven't watched it. It's like I guess it's supposed to be it's like Bird Box but reverse, like they can't see.
Oh, okay.
Instead of they can't hear. They can't
hear.
Yeah.
They can see, but they can't. Because in Bird Box, they couldn't see.
Yeah.
Or else it got into their eyes or something.
Yeah, and then I guess the C is they can't hear.
Yeah.
So they have to see.
Everything.
I don't know. But there's other.
So yeah, go watch Greyhound if you're able to on Apple Plus. Worth the watch. That's going to be it now this time. If you do have any questions or anything like that, comments, feel free to send those our way. You can reach us on our different social media platforms, which are...
We're on Facebook at Bedroom Drinking, Twitter, Bedroom Drinking Podcast, Instagram, Bedroom Drinking Podcast, or email us at bedroomdrinkingpodcast@gmail.com.
We like to hit end every episode with like a hidden word or phrase. I threw in some random words today. I was experimenting with it. So if you wrote those down or you remember them, go ahead and tweet those at us as well. Some of those random words I said throughout the show. But the one here at the end, we'll go with overboard. We're going to go with overboard. So that's the hidden word at the end. And if you remember any of the ones, go ahead and throw them our way. We'll give you a shout out on the next episode that we air. Thanks for listening, y'all. Have a good rest of your week. And
Naked Man.